hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends, soon to be Laugh with the Girlfriends.
Oh, with okay. Christy, Marie, and Julie. Starting it right out and telling
Why
everybody.
Not? You can go to juliehere.com and...
And do what?
And just check us out. Well, we can go to different places.
I'd like to know where to go to find
Yeah,
us.
Really, just enjoy this podcast.
That's exactly
Honestly,
right.
just enjoy this podcast. And I want to say thank you for listening. And I really, the only goal that Mom and I have for this podcast is that you are happier when it's done. We've entertained you. You feel like you're part of the family. And for an hour a week, you get to disengage. You get to maybe look at your life a little bit differently through humor and life.
Yes.
And guess what? Not everybody who has a podcast, you know, has like 100 million cars and, you know, like, you know, our ultra, you know, like, you
right.
know, like the stars. Not every star,
right.
like Dennis Quaid has a podcast
what?
Now. I know.
What?
And like, you know what? I don't connect with Dennis Quaid. I'm curious about his podcast. He might be entertaining. But don't you want to have someone like, hey, here's real life, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen.
Yes. That's why we've now, we actually have a twin sister. We have Life with the Girlfriends, and now we have Laugh with the Girlfriends.
Yes.
Because our tagline is, life can deliver some hard knocks. Humor can soften the blows.
Hello. Hello. And I see myself, you know, in a boxing ring, you know, being punched, and I have like this big, you know, the big helmet on, and that's my humor helmet. I take a blow. I got a humor helmet. And
it
I look ridiculous.
It looks sounds kind of nasty. Yeah.
It does. Okay.
But but speaking of hard knocks, though, I mean, we had our first snow in October this year.
Yay.
Well, you say yay, and I understand why, because you read somewhere that the minimum snowfall per year is about 35 inches.
I don't know where I read that from, but
okay,
that's
so,
what
but
I believe.
We're going with that.
Yeah.
And we got
seven.
Six or seven of those out
yes.
of the way already.
I'm subtracting that from the 30.
Yeah, so we're just thinking, it's only October, or it's November
yeah.
now, but by March, we, you know, we're pretty
I think
much,
by February 1st, I'm done with the snow.
Yeah, we're
I'm
done.
I'm going to claim it. Would you like to have all the snow in one day?
I told you yesterday. I would like to have a week off every winter. Everybody just takes the whole week off.
Yeah.
We shut the shit down, and we have all of our snow in 1 week.
And I like this.
Done.
And then we're done.
I don't care. I don't care if it stays cold.
Right. I don't either. I like it cold. I don't mind it.
You know, I do too.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Here's what would happen. I mean, can you imagine what Walmart and all the grocery stores would look like the day before a week off because of a snowstorm? I mean,
yeah.
there won't be one loaf of bread, one yeah. loaf of, you know,
right.
Their bakery
it's
will
the
be
apocalypse.
Totally,
it's
the apocalypse.
Which we were talking with Greg yesterday. We were all chatting around Julie's cell phone
yeah.
on a speakerphone, and we posed the question, what would you do if it was the last day, if the asteroid was going to hit tomorrow? What
and we
would
knew
you
about
do?
It.
And, well, yeah. And the government decided to tell us.
Right. We had a couple of different scenarios, because the first question I had was, well, how much time do I have? Like, when does the government let us know for sure? Like,
yeah.
hey, people, it's a globe, you know, it's a, with Eddie or Etsa, you know, everybody dies event. That's what they call it, right?
Eddie.
Everybody dies event. There's a name for it, but I can't think of it.
Eddie.
That movement.
I like it. It's the Eddie movement.
Yeah. Remember that movie, though, with, Tia Leone? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
And she's a reporter, and she figures it out, and she thinks it's a woman's name. But really what it is, it's a global, it's extinction event.
Oh.
And Eddie, I guess. Or
uh-huh.
Edda, I don't know what it's called. But yeah, but I like it. Everyone dies event. And
it could be G. Global extinction event. G.
Getty. But it was a female's name,
G-E-E,
it sounded like.
G-E-E, right?
Yeah, G. But I don't know. But I'm curious. So I told you that I think the government wouldn't give us more than three days.
You know, you said, at first, though, you said maybe it would give us a week. And I said, oh, no.
No. You said less. Or you yeah. said more.
No, I said less.
You said less, yes. And I agree with you, because yeah. they couldn't have.
No. Because they still want us to go to work.
Yeah.
And like, and you know, and we, but then we said, like, what about people who needed to get home to their families?
Right.
There's nobody flying the planes.
No.
They're stuck.
Everybody's stuck.
And it's, you know, it's the last day of an apocalypse, the global you know, the asteroid hits and you cannot get home to your family right. to say goodbye.
And so you want to have a little time, but you'd have to have everybody that, you know, it's really weird because you would want a countdown. Like, okay, everyone, you know, like the purge in some sense, mm-hmm. but it would be countdown to when you could legitimately check out and just stay in your home until the asteroid hit.
Right.
Because you do need, you may have to, you know, continue the resemblance of life until it isn't there anymore.
Right.
And, you know, like the cable guy, if I got 3 or 4 days, I may want to binge watch some comedy specials. But, oh, my God, guess what? No one's manned the satellites.
Yeah.
And they're not evergreen yet. Somebody's got to turn them on and off. And therefore,
Go to work.
That guy's like, screw this. I don't care. Or maybe he does go to work. He's like, oh, I got people relying on me. And, you know, and they see the Eddie Murphy new movie or something like that. Or, you know.
Oh, God.
I asked
Dad last night. You know, when I said, you know, Greg and Julie and I were talking about the G, the global extinction event, or the Edie,
yeah.
Eddie.
Everyone dies event.
And I said, what would you do? And he goes, he thought about it. And he goes, I guess I would want some beer
uh-huh.
and my Bible.
Oh, and the I'm bees. Like,
he said, so he wanted, I said, you need a third B in there.
Yeah, did you tell him that? Good.
Yeah, you need a third B. You want your beer, your Bible, and your what? What do you
boobies.
Think?
I'm sure that's what he wanted. He goes, honey, if I could just have your boobies with me, that'd be great. Like, I have beer, my Bible, and your boobs.
It's that old joke. You know, if men had tits, they wouldn't even get out of bed in the morning.
Exactly. That's the old joke.
The old joke is if a man says, if I had boobs, I'd never get out of bed. I'd never quit playing with these things.
They say that now, but, you know, I guess you might get a little bored of it.
You think?
Or you go, I got to get out of bed today. I just cannot continue to play with these things.
So Norm would like his beer, the Bible, and some boobies.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. And luckily, he only, you know, in the last
two
day before, yeah, there's usually a case in the garage of the boobs, and we've got Bibles all over the place, and you've got boobs, so I guess he's good. I guess he's good to go.
He's good to go. He's ready for the apocalypse.
I appreciate that. I really don't know, except that, so I think what it would do, once I got over the initial sadness, oh, this is so mm-hmm. sad, we're all mm-hmm. going to die, mm-hmm. you know. And then I would go, why am I? This is just life. I mean, nothing lasts forever.
Right.
You know, seasons change.
Are you going to that little safe that you keep in the bottom of your closet, and you take the little safe out, and you take the key and you open it, and there's two things in there. You know, the two things are
a gun and a bullet.
A gun and a bottle of Crown Royal.
Hey.
And you go, and then you look and you go, which one do I want, or do I want both?
Yeah. Here's how I feel about that. I think that I would want to be alive to see the event occur.
Hmm.
And
see the asteroid come down?
Why not? Why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're brave though. You've always been a brave girl.
I mean, if I know I'm going to die, mm-hmm. and most likely it's going to happen in a big, like, pshoom. You know, like quick. I'm like, well, I might as well just stay around to see this celestial event occur. Mm-hmm. How often do I get front row seats to that? You know, not mm-hmm. very often. And truly,
once
if you
a
do,
lifetime.
If you're lucky, once in a lifetime, you know, and so forth. And I don't know. I mean, but the one thing I thought about truly was this idea that I could completely put my future self worries down.
Yeah.
You know, I love this idea that Jordan Peterson talks about. You are, you know, first take care of yourself and take care of your community. And then he mentions this idea that you yourself is a community. You are the multitudes, or the accumulation of all your past, present, and future self.
Mm-hmm.
And,
even your future self.
And even your future self.
I love that.
You know? And so,
you are an amalgam of your past, your present, and your future. And you are an amalgam of your lineage. your heritage.
Yes, exactly.
So, wow, you stand there. You think you're just a little nobody, but you are just generations.
Yes.
And future generations.
I was playing with your volume a little bit.
I can tell.
Because you're, I don't know why
I haven't moved my mic, though.
I know, you're fine. There we go. I just can't get you right. But not your fault, it's my fault. You know, and if the asteroid hits, guess what? We'll never have to worry about this again. But it is, there is something to that.
So you think it's an asteroid, it's not like Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is.
I used to be afraid of nuclear war until you realize how many nuclear bombs have already gone off and we're still here. You know, we've got some hot spots around
we're
the world.
Like cockroaches.
We're still here. Yeah. I mean,
I'm still
If I'm not mistaken, I really think that there have been over 1,000 nuclear warheads already detonated in like testing and stuff like
and
that.
And I bet there's twice that many that have been lost.
I'm sure.
They go, where'd the one on that train go to?
Yeah.
I don't know. It went through that mountain and never came back
out. And so I sometimes I go, if you doubt that there's a God or something,
yes,
whatever your God is called, right? Because, you know, some people go in like, well, there's an alien species up there taking care of us. Well, that could be a different way of describing God or whatever. But I say this, when you think about how close to destruction we have been and we haven't, like, there's a lot of grace out there. There's a lot of grace out there. And there's a lot of hope out there. And you're just like, and mercy. And you're going, whoa. Now, sometimes your grace and mercy runs out.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, you got to move on to that energetic plane in the sky or whatever.
I know it's hard to think that.
I mean, plane as an airplane.
Yeah, but you do want to always have hope.
Yes,
but not false hope. You want legitimate hope.
Sometimes false hope can be fun if you know what you're engaging in,
like the lottery.
Yes, and I can go. You know, I know that I'm giving the Illinois $2 so that I can. Which really jerks me off more than you know, that they have upped their ante. Like, it's now a $2 ticket. Yeah. And
you can't even go
there.
You
can give them another dollar to get, like, a special chance, like an extra ball.
Julie, I remember when the lottery first came to Illinois.
Yeah.
And it was all supposed to be used for, I think it was education.
Yes.
Or it may have been used for highway so that we wouldn't have to pay tolls.
Oh.
So now we, not only do we have to pay tolls, but big time tolls.
Yes.
Just for the privilege of driving on shitty highways in Illinois. But the education thing didn't really.
No, not really. We're still, because as they put money from the lottery in, they took it away from someplace else.
Oh, yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. But if we did that, if our family budget, if we did that and we got in trouble, we couldn't just invent some kind of lottery to bail us out.
There are people out there, though, that probably can invent some kind of crazy scheme. Like Madoff. You know, he's like, I don't know how I'm going to take care of my family in the way that I see I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Why not a pyramid scheme, you know?
Why not contact the very rich, the creme de la creme?
Yes, and create this story of hope for them.
Yeah.
That, hey, I've got a financial instrument here, a financial product that guarantees you 15% year in, year out interest on your money all the time. And you're not connected to the stock market. You're like, really? Yes. And guess what? Your buddies across the way, all your neighbors, they're already involved. Really? Yeah, they're a little higher up in the pyramid. So I keep doubling it. So you're the next level down. So what do you think? You're right. Good for that? You good for that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, sure, okay. I am.
And so, you know, in some ways, the lottery is just a tax on my hope. The lottery is a tax on my, I know.
Instead of hope floats, hope taxes.
Hope tax. My hope tax. Yeah.
You got to pay taxes on your gas, on your house, on everything you buy, and now on your hope.
Yeah. And I say, if I could, if I could, I'd take all my lottery tickets and I would dump them into the Lake Michigan as a sign of the tea party. Like, don't tax my tea. Don't tax my hope. I can't figure out how to legitimately dump my hope into the lake. Yeah. You're like, here's my barrel of hope and I'm throwing it overboard to show you that I will not be taxed on my hope. You can't tax our hope, people. They're like, oh yeah, we can. You know, if you go into any gas station, there is a very thinly veiled sign that says no one 18 crosses this line because this is where the hopes die, your hopes and dreams die. It's all the slot machines.
Oh,
okay. I mean, I bet one out of every Got other it. Gas station okay. has a row of slot machines.
Got it.
It's crazy.
Well, I saw a thing the other day. I think it was a gas station or something that actually closes. You know, they actually close. But the little gaming section is open 24 hours a day.
No.
It's like you can't buy anything here. Everybody goes home. But you can walk in and stick your money in these machines.
I had this dream this year that I was going to engage my hope. And like, wasn't there enough grace for this that I would become a football gambler this year? Like, bet on the games a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You were praying for that.
I was thinking about it.
You wanted grace for that.
I wanted grace for that. Got I said, it. Why not?
Yeah.
There's enough grace around the world floating yeah. around. Why yeah. not? Yeah. Grace flows towards Julie. And
I just see it right now, just coming right down on you.
What I heard. Like rain. This guy was talking about. I was just going to follow him. Whatever he said to do, I was going to do. And he said,
"Good for you, Julie."
Yeah, right.
If he told you to jump off a bridge, is he going to?
If I thought there was a
dollar
there, dollar right now, depending on how the bridge. If it was my London Bridge, I don't know. So anyway, he said, "Here's the key, though." He goes, "Our goal is to win 55% of the time through the course of the whole season. 55%." And then we would be winners. And I'm like, whoa. First off, then I have to first decide to bet all along the whole way. And this was like in the week two or three. And he had already, his ratio was already like, he'd won 7 and lost 2.
Winning.
And so I thought to myself, what if I go in now?
I wouldn't do that.
And now, because the odds are not in my favor.
No,
now,
not anymore.
He's already got right. heavy game.
Yeah.
You know.
Now he's
got
to go back down to 55%.
55%.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe next year.
Next year you have to start with him when he just starts
the first
out.
One. Just yeah. when the first one is starting yeah. out. Yeah. I don't necessarily get it. It's not just like who wins. It's who wins and by how much. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always a point spread. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh,
I don't get how guys do that.
Yeah.
But that kind of is a guy thing.
Is it a guy thing?
I think so.
You know, they always say, though, if you want to have a sure bet on yourself.
Yes. I can bet surely that I will lose. Surely.
That's what they all tell you in marketing, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, take my class. You know, you invest in yourself. Come on, bet on yourself. You're worth it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really betting on myself. I'm betting, I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
To bet on me.
Jill, I'm tired of marketing.
I know you are.
You know that I am.
Well, I know you
what
are.
What do we do about that? Here I am.
Just a girl
living in Dixon, Illinois.
Yeah.
Who woke up one day and said, I'm just tired of marketing.
You're tired of BS.
I'm tired of commercials.
Yeah.
I'm tired of marketing. I'm tired of everybody wanting. I mean, I understand, you know, we think the economy's good, but really there's a lot of people out there that could legitimately have legitimate jobs.
Yeah.
But no, they got to be marketing.
Right.
They got to find a product and they got to sell you that product.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. And then they just need a dollar from you.
Right.
And then they just hope that they have 8.5 million followers that will give them that dollar.
Yeah, that 1% will give me that dollar.
And then they just want to make 10% on that $8.5 million.
There you go.
And then they're okay. But then somebody else is going to market me.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of it, Jules.
Well,
thanks. Thanks, Julie. I mean, I actually woke up and I go, I do not understand things.
Yeah.
Things is a period pants.
Yes, it is.
I do not understand
a period
this.
Panty. A not period, period pants, because that would be really
Weird. Oh, but period panties. Well, is not, I mean, weird.
Here are your period jeans.
Period.
Just
thongs.
Wear them on. Just wear them. You can bleed. You don't have to worry about bleeding in them. You're just going to bleed in them, and they don't go. But they will. They go through. They're red. No one will know.
That was my idea. Just invent red pants. No, really.
Exactly.
But somebody is marketing thinks.
Yes.
THINX. And it's a period pants.
Yes.
Makes no sense
which
to me.
The commercial
is about men having periods.
Right.
A little boy turns around to his dad and he goes, "Father, I think I might have started my period." Mm-hmm. And then another guy, then flash to two guys walking through an airport terminal. "Do you have an extra tampon?" "Yeah, I do." He pulls one out of his sport coat. And then another one's like, and finally these two people are kissing, guy and a girl. And yeah, the guy goes, "Before we go any further, you need to know I'm on my period." And she goes, "Me too." And then they kiss. And then that's the commercial for Thinks.
What I love about the story that you're telling me.
Yeah.
You're sharing, you've seen this commercial a couple times now, and it's always when you're waking up.
Yeah.
Somehow your TV's on, because we don't watch TV while we sleep, right? Because we have good sleep habits.
Because we wrote the book on sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Literally.
Sleep your way to the top of the morning.
And you.
On Amazon.
You were talking, so you were telling me about this commercial. And in my mind, I'm hearing this, and I'm thinking, is this like a gender bender? Is this like meta, modern? Is this?
It's meta.
Is it supposed to be too woke? Like, oh, we're so woke now that men really are having their periods. Mm-hmm. I'm not doubting you, but I'm doubting that this is the hook. I'm like, there's got to be something more.
And I can't figure it out.
No, because you're watching it literally at 6:30 in the morning,
yeah,
and you open your eyes, and you're like, what the fuck am I seeing?
Right, exactly.
What am I seeing? And then finally you said, "Julie, you are not giving me this reaction I'm looking for."
Yeah, which is, what?
Because deep down I'm going, there's got to be something more to this commercial.
Yes.
And you're like, I need you, Julie, to go to YouTube and look up Thinks commercial.
I did. I actually begged you to do that.
I said, you're right, I will. And so I'm watching it. I'm going, this is kind of a well-produced commercial. Kind of cool. I'm like,
I didn't know what advertising agency got the contract.
No, it is truly too. Lots of where you would think females would be the main star of a period panty.
Right.
It's men.
It's all men.
You know, what the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, they're taking our jobs. They're taking our jobs. Those men. I mean, who
it's called acting, Julie.
Yes, that's true. It's called acting. They all were acting really well.
That's right.
Love that 12-year-old boy comes out. "Dad, I think I started my period today."
Your dad goes, "Oh,
do you think he's going to get a little sassed?"
I guess he'll get sassed at school.
A freshman in high school getting sassed.
Yeah.
"Hey, did you start your period today?" Or is he like in one of those?
He's like, in my $1 million bank account, bitch.
Yeah, I banked it. I'm already going to college for free.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shut up. Yeah. Well, now you're really going to get your butt kicked. No. It's a safe zone. Never mind. Sorry. No bowling anywhere. But anyway.
Only by the president.
Exactly. Oh, let me tell you about that story in a second. So watch the commercial. I find it fascinating. A lot of attractive men in good silhouettes. I don't see a lot of faces, but I was looking at the screen sideways, and sometimes you lose a lot in the computer, so I can tell you they're all good-looking men, but I really can't see their faces. And then the tagline comes, which you never see because you're always like one eye open.
I'm like,
what the hell am I watching? And the tagline is this: if we all had our periods, we'd be all more comfortable with it. I'm like, boom, mic drop. There's the line. Thank you. The world is right again. Because I could not, in my mind, figure out what the hell kind of commercial is this? What is it? And
that one line made sense to you then. Made it all okay.
Exactly. And then here's to comfortable periods. And it's period panties. And they're kind of cute and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember going to Comic-Con. in Chicago.
Did they sell period
they
pants?
They did. They did sell period panties. And I don't know if it was the brand of Thinks, but it was, they all had like Wonder Woman on them, like superhero stuff.
Really?
And I don't know if it was exactly Wonder Woman or a knockoff Wonder Woman. Yeah. Because I'm sure they didn't want to pay for licensing.
Wonder Lady.
Yeah. Lady underwear. I don't know. But it was all fluorescent, vibrant colors and superhero looking things. And there was your period panties. I'm like, oh, that's kind of awesome. Wow. I love it. I love it.
Wow. Hey, Jill, do you know what the elephant said to the naked man?
I have a guess. Can I guess?
Sure. Sure.
These are what elephant balls really look like. No. No.
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
What?
How do you breathe with that thing?
Oh, that's great. You know, I actually had to think about it for a split second.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And what came to me right now is this visual of like Doug wearing his CPAP mask over his trunk. Like, it helps me breathe. I get to sleep better when this is on my crotch. Well, you were having this really weird reaction this week about men.
We decided that at around 10 o'clock this morning, we said, I think you said, all men are, and then we stopped, had a phone call, came back, and then you just said, gross.
Gross. Gross.
And we decided that, okay.
I have no other words to say. I go, it's just gross. Yeah. Well, you said to me, goes, women, they pee, they poop, and they bleed. And yet their bathrooms are much cleaner than men's bathrooms.
That's exactly right.
Why is that?
I want to know why.
I go, they're just gross. And there's nothing you can do about it. They're just gross.
I mean, they write on the walls with their feces.
Yes.
Just like baboons.
They have glory holes. Like, we don't have glory holes in our bathroom.
No.
We don't want glory holes in our bathroom.
We got all the glory we need.
Yeah. We need safe space. We need safe space. But you told me this week, I thought it was so sweet, you were having a moment where you had compassion for men because you were watching this documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it was about being a vegan. Mm-hmm. And what stood out throughout this whole thing, you've been married a long time. Mm-hmm. So you would know this per se, but maybe you're sleeping so you don't really realize it. But you go, but this idea that men who have steak diets,
right?
You know, they have erections through the night,
right? They were researching. They did research. Yeah,
and they had to, So the story goes like this. Here's the research. You know, you took these men who have steak and meat and, you know, good old American diets, right? And they put like testers on their penises and
they have to do a thing that goes on their penis.
Yeah.
And then on the tip of their penis.
And it measures how big its penis gets and also how often in the middle of the night a little erection occurs.
Right. Erection and erection size.
Yes. Thickness. Erection and erection size. Right. E and ES. That would be on, if you had an Excel sheet and you looked at it and go, the first graph would be E and ES. Erection size.
Got it.
Okay. And so let's just give an example. Let's say, you know, I really don't know the exact phrases, but the numbers, but let's say 10 times a night on an American diet, a man may have a little woody and it's a normal size, 4.5 inches. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just throwing out numbers. Now, a week later, just a week later, on a purely vegan diet.
Right.
No dairy products, no eggs, no fish.
A lot of beans.
Beans, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now, supposedly, they put the testers back on the same men.
Yeah.
Identical men.
Yeah.
I'm using this. Now, remember there's a line underneath the commercial that says, you know, for you know, to give you the idea of what the story's about. Like, now the men have 100 erections a night.
Well, sometimes up to 400% more.
Okay. Oh, that's it. 400% more.
Right.
So if you're having 10,
400,
it's 40.
Right.
40 or 50 erections a night.
Right.
And how much bigger is it?
Right. The girth is like
twice as much?
At least.
8.5 inches.
Right.
And circumference 4.
Right.
You're like, that's a lot. We're not allowed.
That's a lot of numbers.
We're not allowed to chop down trees in our yard that's over 2 inches in diameter.
I know. We have to get permission.
So can you imagine?
That's a lot of wood.
It's a lot of wood. Holy mother of God, you know, come on.
And so you said I had compassion.
You had compassion because you're going, oh, you know.
I said, Julie.
What's going on? You know, this is so sad that men have to go through this.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah.
And you're like.
No wonder they're rapers.
No wonder. No wonder they're rapers. Exactly. Exactly.
Hold on. I did have a little. Here's the thing. If you're having 400 woodies a night and, you know, you only get 8 hours sleep.
Yeah.
And you're tossing and you're turning and you're turning on the thing and it's waking you up and all this stuff. I mean, no wonder it your life just revolves around either masturbating.
Yeah.
Or getting laid.
Hold on. Our thing is just not working correctly.
So, really?
Yeah. It's like crazy. Like that thing's
good. So how long has it been?
As soon as I started talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Maybe we weren't supposed to talk about that.
No, the screen went dead. And I don't think we're still recording. Let's see if I can get this again. You were just saying, though, that, you know, the compassion you had toward men.
Yes.
And, you know, it is sweet. But I remember a time years ago when you got a shot, a testosterone shot.
Right.
Your doctor, Dr. Mengele. He goes, Chrissy, I know it will make you feel better. Yeah. And you're like, okay, doctor, I'll listen. I'm going to give you a shot of testosterone.
Right.
And you're like, well, I'm game. I'm just not feeling like myself. So testosterone will do the trick.
And that wasn't the story, but I did take a testosterone shot.
You've always told me to up my storytelling.
The real one's better, I think.
Oh, tell me the real one.
Well, no, I was just having, you know, period issues.
Yeah.
And so to do this, like, DNC type of thing,
yeah,
they had to stop my period for, like, 2 or 3 months.
Oh.
And to do that, they gave me a shot of testosterone.
Really? That's how they stopped your period?
Yeah, that's how they did it.
And you said you felt...
I felt awesome.
Did you feel like you could have a woody? Like,
no, I just felt awesome. Like the world was my oyster. I just felt like I just claimed. I mean, it was.
You claimed stuff?
Yeah, it was just like awesome.
And life was good.
Life was good, and I took what I wanted.
See, I don't know if men deserve our compassion for having woodies. It's mostly that's like their testosterone dumb.
Yeah.
Like, oh, testosterone's working. He's got another woody, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like his magnetite. It's his magnet.
Yeah.
It's his testosterone magnet.
It's his North Star.
Exactly right. It's his North Star. That's exactly right. So I heard the other day, Alexa, how old is Suzanne Summers?
Suzanne Summers is 73 years old.
Okay, Suzanne Summers. All right. Thank you. So, oh, geez. Yes, it was. Thank you, Alexa. Thank you. Okay. I just wanted to. You're welcome.
Now she's talking.
Now she's talking.
She wouldn't tell me anything yesterday.
So anyway, Suzanne Summers is 73.
Yes.
Okay. She has just come out. Her husband's 10 years older, 83. Mm-hmm. She has just come out and said that she and her husband, they have the intimates like twice a day.
What?
Exactly. Now, there's a lot of things wrong with this. One is she's having the intimates with an 82-year-old man. I'm just not sure. Maybe you got to be 73 to appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Plus, he's an 82-year-old man that didn't make the money.
Right.
So it seemed to me if it was like, if it's 82-year-olds and he's made the money, I mean, the power is kind of heady. That's a turn on, maybe.
Yeah, but you don't know that he wasn't the one that...
Pushing her?
Fostering, yeah. Like, here's the spy machine.
Get out there.
Put this between your legs.
Put the thigh master between your legs.
And get going. But anyway... She also says that she gets a shot. It's a female Viagra that keeps her going, and that makes her feel really good. And you know, so they have sex once or twice a day.
Yeah.
And my feeling is,
oh my God,
exactly. Oh my God.
Can't imagine feeling that good.
Like, do I want to have sex? Even if I felt really good.
Yeah.
Am I putting sex once or twice a day on the top of my list? Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's better than you know, eating nachos or something. Or maybe not.
Well, okay. You know. I don't have to justify the carbs.
Right.
You know, unless I'm using the Cheese Whiz.
And I can't imagine, yet. Oh, speaking of Whiz, but I can't imagine an 83-year-old guy.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing the male Viagra. Yeah. She's doing the female Viagra. Yeah.
But doesn't, I mean, sometimes the Viagra or whatever, it takes like an hour to kick in.
Right.
So if you're taking it twice a day, or unless it's still hard.
Or maybe like she's counting twice a day as one event. Like his Woody's good for two times.
Got it.
I don't know.
I do not believe this.
I just do not believe it. I'm just thinking this is one who has got way too much time on her hands.
Yeah, that's too much time.
And a woman who feels really good about
sex. But couldn't she be like, you know, doing some charity work? I don't know.
This is where I think she'd be wired differently, pouring out
soup in a soup kitchen.
I'm not going to discuss this in front of my mom, but I probably have a number that I feel like would be the right amount of number of how much sex I have in a week or a year. You know?
There's a number there.
I have a number. I don't want to share it with you because then that'll be in your head, and I don't need that. I don't need that number. I also don't want to know your number, but I bet you have a number. Now, I know that you have a friend that openly tells you that, oh, like me and my boyfriend are going to have sex, you know, tomorrow.
They plan it. Yeah.
They plan. And she says senior sex is a little bit harder to do, so you got to kind of plan it a little more.
Right.
There's not a lot of, maybe because there is the male and female Viagra that you got to take and, you know.
Get it ready and all that.
Right.
Stuff. Yeah.
And but then once you've had sex for a week straight, I'm thinking I want a week off. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I guess.
No, she doesn't have sex for a week straight, though. I mean, she has sex maybe for a day or something. They plan a day.
Oh, your friend.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Now, Suzanne Summers has sex every day.
Every day, yeah.
There's no, it's just like.
How do you go on vacation?
You have sex on vacation.
Yeah.
Which makes it really sad because what used to be vacation sex.
Yeah.
Is it sex?
It's just everything is.
Or maybe you abstain. During vacation.
Oh.
We got to go on vacation because I need to give this a break. These Netherlands down here, they need a break. We ain't going on a vacation. Maybe a staycation. We ain't going nowhere. Ain't doing nothing. I need a break.
Yeah.
But
I'm in shock. Well, is this because she's has written a new book or something? Is that why you know this?
Probably. I don't know if this is true or not. I'm guessing it's true, but supposedly she has an Instagram picture of herself naked in a field, like in a field of, you know, poppies, or I don't know.
Really? So, why don't we better get on her Instagram?
I'm going to. And I thought, well, you know.
Let's me and you do that.
Yeah, not together. Please. Too great gardeny. Hashtag great gardens. No, I think that you could be. I'd set the pipe. I would set up the tripod for you.
Yeah.
And you could then control it and you can just take a picture.
Yeah.
And I'll take my picture. And maybe like we'd have the poppies, you know.
Yeah. Cover. I mean, I just saw my driver's license. I got a new driver's license picture.
Yeah.
I can't. If I was in a field of poppies, that might be. I'd have been better. I think mine should be in corn husks or something.
Yes, exactly.
Field
Why not?
Corn.
Or like straw, a field of straw. That'd be kind of fun. Or something more Midwestern, soybeans. You know, I think that's
a short crop.
Yeah, that's true. It's a short crop.
I need
crop.
A tall crop.
There you go. Well, I do think soybean is the most underrated crop in art, I would think. You know, like, I think we do have corn. Fields of corn representing art. No one takes pictures of soybeans.
Yeah,
they're really just like. Yeah.
So we do you think we could maybe find our niche then in soybeans?
You know what? Yeah. They've been calling to me. They've been calling to me.
All
yeah.
Right, girlfriend.
So I want to talk about this other thing I happened over the week. As you guys know, my mom's a psychopomp.
As you may be fully aware.
As you may be fully aware of this. She's also...
I have no idea where this is going.
Okay. And also, you're a channeler. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we've been channeling Padre Pio.
Mm-hmm.
Father Padre Pio. He is a master. He's a real life person. He died mm-hmm. in 1969, I think.
Mm-hmm. The year you were born.
I could be the reincarnation.
Hello, Julie.
But we've been talking and you've been channeling, I've been typing everything you've been saying. Mm-hmm. And he talks about anointing your decisions, mm-hmm. anointing your future in some sense, mm-hmm. yourself, choose mm-hmm. to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then today or the other day, I was listening to this one podcast. It might have been Adam Carolla. And he's like, I'm just so tired of us having to anoint everything. He goes, you know, like, okay.
He was listening in.
Yeah, he must have been.
Because he and I are pretty simpatico.
You guys are twin flames.
Yeah.
You are the twin flames. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then he was talking about how we've anointed Dave Chappelle as like our genius. Kind of.
I get it. I would say yes.
And previously it was Louis C.K. before we knew that he was, you know, he liked to masturbate.
I agree with that too.
You know, we kind of anointed him as that.
Yeah.
It's so funny though. God give us and God take us away, right? You're anointed, but if you use it not wisely.
Either that or the progressives take it away.
Either way. Yeah, the progressives. Exactly. And,
the hashtaggers.
Yeah. And so there's a couple things that have been going on this week that have been in the lexicon. You know, things have been coming up and I've been hearing them over and over again. And I don't know if I should take stock of it because you tell me when mm-hmm. things happen in threes,
mm-hmm.
be aware.
Right.
Now, one thing that I've been hearing across different modalities is the word zeitgeist.
Hmm.
Been hearing about it a lot.
All right.
Have you been hearing about this word?
Oh, I know the word, but I haven't been hearing about
it. What do you think it means?
Well, it means it's like the pulse of what's going on right now.
Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Zeitgeist.com. Got it.
Somebody has a zeitgeist. Damn it.
I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't know. Yeah. Baby, probably.
Of course they do.
So I've been trying to figure, I've been hearing that word everywhere, and I'm like, should I begin using this word in context,
mm-hmm.
or is it like that word? Remember when we went from story to tell your
narrative? Yeah.
And then at some point, I'm like, if I effing hear the word narrative one more time,
yeah.
I'm going to throw up right here. I will literally throw up. My narrative.
I remember hearing, like, just a couple weeks ago, like, you know, Julie, if you don't tell your narrative, somebody else is going to. Oh, my God, no.
Please let it be Stephen King.
Please.
Because if I tell my own narrative, it's going to be quite boring. Stephen King will, you know, really...
He will get the zeitgeist of it.
He will really... It'll be my story, but it'll be a lot of you and your psychopomping, if that's a word, and like how cool you are, and it'll be like all of our spiritual stuff that's happened through our life, you know.
Yeah. So how come when you said, how did me being a psychopomp and a channeler fit into your story of zeitgeist?
About being anointing.
Like, oh, the anointing. Oh, got
anointing
it.
Part.
Got it.
Because Padre Pio said we need to anoint.
Yes.
And that kind of means take dominion over something, you know.
Right.
Really anoint something.
Right.
But I was able to use a phrase this week that I've wanted to use for so long.
Was it appropriate?
I used it appropriately.
Oh my God! Well,
the guy kind of laughed a little bit, and he goes, "Me either." And I go, "He asked me a question about an invoice, in trucking," and I go, "That's above my pay grade." And he goes, "Oh, that's above my pay grade too."
Well, you're in trucking, literally.
Everything's above my pay grade. And I just thought, and I said, I've always wanted to say that. I don't know why. That's just above my pay grade, people.
That's so good. That's good.
I should say it's about my security clearance.
Yeah.
And then
I'm going to use it this week. I promise.
Will you promise to use it?
Yeah, I promise.
And then I heard another saying that I thought was great. This was by Dennis Quaid. But it was a cute thing. And I can't say it. But Greg, if you're listening, I give you a goal to you use this phrase somewhere in your life. Okay, here it is.
In the next week.
In the next week. Here it is. Man, I've got two guns and a six pack. I hope I don't get pulled over by the cops. I just laughed out loud. That was so funny. Because supposedly Dennis Quaid is still
hunky.
Hunky. Yeah. Like 4% body fat.
Well, listen, he does look like that. However, unless my eyes deceive me, he's looking a little Mickey Rourke-ish.
Very much so. Yeah. He's also dating he's engaged to a 27-year-old.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's 67. Yeah. I don't know if he's 67. He's close.
I mean, that's pretty ooh. That's like your granddaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And possibly a little more.
Yeah. That's, and your great granddaughter.
Could be.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
There's just a little ooh factor.
And I think sometimes that ooh factor is erased from some people. Christy Brinkley's ex-husband just got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, congratulations, Christy
Billy
Brinkley.
Joel?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name. The one that she had the twins with, two kids with.
Mm-hmm.
And she just turned 21. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. How old is he? Same 60? Age, Christy?
Yeah, 60-something.
Yeah, because she's a gorgeous 60-something.
Right. And so...
she is gorgeous.
It's just a little odd. I don't... Like, I have that... Like, me dating a 21-year-old, mm-hmm. I'm not 60, mm-mm. but that's already in there that says, ooh...
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Now I can go, oh, he's so cute. Mm-hmm. I can say that. Oh, that's a cute kid.
We think some guys are young that are cute.
Cute. I don't
You talk to him.
Well, but not just that. I think there is some in my biological nature and makeup.
Right.
It's a new factor.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you
some
don't
people
have that,
don't have it.
That gene is not expressed.
Yeah, it's that what is that called? A repressed gene?
Yes.
It's not expressed. They see a 21-year-old and they're 80. They don't go ooh.
No, they go oh. I remember being 21 or I feel 21. Don't look in the mirror. But then for the 21-year-old to go, I want to date a 60-year-old.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to just want to date. I want to marry.
Oh, sure they do.
What the heck, man?
Oh, sure
come
they
on.
Do.
Come on. Yeah, sure. I mean,
come on.
If the guy was 60, had a good, or 80, or 60 years old, she was 21, he had a good heart, mm-hmm. you know, he was, you know.
He's
going to retire from the school district at 50, yeah. at 65.
There's a guy that lives on our block.
Yes.
And he's a neighbor-ish.
Yes.
And we've known him for decades. Because we call him the walking dude.
Yes.
He is just the walking dude. He walks. And I believe he has some job, but, you know, he lives in a little house mm-hmm. down the street, and he lived with his mother.
Yes.
And his mother, God bless her soul, passed away.
God bless her soul.
And now he just lives by himself, and he's been living by himself, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 longer years. And we now notice that there's a second car in his garage. And he has a little girlfriend.
Yes.
And she's younger. And you know what? We feel happy for him.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it may not, okay, in our neck of the woods, it's not, it wouldn't be uncommon for a younger man, a younger girl and an older man, if it works out monetarily.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of practicality going on.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, you know, like I've seen her out washing windows and she'll wash the car.
Right.
I'm happy for him.
I am too.
I'm totally happy for him.
Now, can I quickly just discuss the timeline of all that?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be filling in some of the blanks.
Okay.
Okay. So, because you told the story totally perfect. And then about 4 months ago, you know, I saw you got an Amazon package.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, The Clutterfly Effect. Tweak Radio Total Transformation and Cluttering Your Life, written by Christy Marie and Julie.
Right.
Because then the next week I noticed that he did decide to clean up half of his garage because he does fit two cars in now.
Oh,
where previously
I get it.
He only had one car.
Right.
Barely able to fit in.
Yes.
Other side completely filled.
Right.
So he started clearing the clutter. Creating some space. He put, like mom says, a welcome sign, you know, energetically. on the front door.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm welcome.
I have room in my garage.
If I would have gone into his closet, I might have found a drawer or two.
He might have taken his mom's room and cleaned out all her closets.
Got blessed it all. Yeah. And sent it to, you know, Goodwill.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Mom, we had a good life together.
Yeah.
And now it's time for me to,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting, though. And so, and then, you know, a month later, the little woman comes.
You bet.
She did everything perfectly.
Yeah.
Bravo, our neighbor.
Bravo, Clutterfly Effect.
Now, here's the dealio. Like, I wonder if she was like you and said, I don't ever want a woman living in my house. Not me.
Have I said that?
About a woman? No, you'd be all in on that.
Yeah.
If I had a woman living in this house.
Yeah.
With me.
I mean, like, are you saying, like, if I died, would I want somebody to come in and take my place? Is that what you're saying?
No, you said if you passed away, you don't want Doug coming in here living with me.
Oh, hell no. here's the thing too. Like, I would want, like, I wouldn't want you guys on my mattress.
Right.
That would freak me out.
Yes. Yes.
From beyond the grave.
Yes. Well, and that would freak me out. And
somebody would be sleeping in my lump.
I remember grandmother said, you know, with her house, she had a specific plan who was going to get her house when she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It was her son.
Right.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah, it did. Mark?
He passed. Yeah. Yes and no. Like, I think she would have been very surprised to know that at the end of it all.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Right. But he did get the house.
Yes.
But then he passed away. And then his son got the house. And then he passed away. And then unfortunately, his ex-wife. Not the current wife with the baby. The ex-wife. With the evil ex-wife got my mother's and father's house.
That would have just.
That's painful.
That's painful.
Yeah.
And so I almost do think it's better to just sell it, start new.
Yeah.
Because as a timeline progresses, shit goes down.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that there is, you know, grandmother may not care about this at this stage.
Probably not.
I also know her, and this would give her enough fire in her belly to, like, I'm fucking coming back, man. Reincarnate me now, motherfucker. This is an injustice that must be rectified. I'm not sure. You know, I didn't know that lady.
I'll say.
Yeah. But so, you know, I think, you know, it's just interesting. Like, I wonder how she would feel.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, are they in her bedroom?
Right.
It is a master bedroom.
Yes. That's why you say, the first thing you had to do is just get rid of the mattresses.
Yes. Somebody once said that you need to get rid of toilet seats. Like, that's the next level.
Yeah.
Mattresses first, then toilet seats.
Yeah.
I don't really get the toilet seats. We all poop. I don't have I think a little bit of Clorox bleach, and I think that, it's basically new.
Right.
Mattresses I get, because after about a month or two, they kind of mold to your body a little bit.
Well, also, too, I mean, they get all that energy.
You're right. All your dream energy.
Energy.
All your energy.
Right.
All your hopes and dreams.
Yeah,
all of those dreams.
Yes.
Exactly. So I believe you're totally correct.
Yeah.
Totally correct.
But anyway, I'm happy for our neighbor down the street.
I am too.
Yeah.
And bravo, neighbor. Yeah.
And see, I think a lot of times these kind of relationships are just expedient too, well.
I agree.
I don't mind expedient relationships.
At a certain age, I think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, at this time, we both satisfy and need each other. And it might just be to take care of each other a little bit.
This has nothing to do with anything, but a couple of weeks ago, we had some cleaning people come in.
Yes.
And we have had a conversation with the lady for several weeks, to the point that we thought it was probably not going to work out.
Right.
So we just kind of gave up on the fact that she was going to come over. And then one morning she just called and said, We're coming tomorrow. And so we went, okay.
And the reason why is she wanted to come and see the house first.
Yeah.
And then, but she kept canceling that part. I'm like, why come first? I just want you here for 3 hours. Whatever we get done, we get done and move on. You know?
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. But she, so she finally came and she brought with her helper.
Yes.
Who brought with herself, her boyfriend.
Right. Because he had nothing going on the day.
Yeah, nothing. So, which is an odd thing anyway.
Right.
So, and it's one of those things too, like I can remember.
And they're not 1920. They're like 35.
Yeah. And the cleaning lady is 29. Like 50. Yeah. So, but the interesting thing is when we had our garage drywalled, we hired these two guys who, I swear to Jesus, had to take a ciggy break.
Yes.
Every half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a 5 minute ciggy break. So basically they were literally only working, I don't know, each of, I mean,
40 minutes an hour.
Yeah. It was a 40 minute hour.
Yeah.
And it was every time I looked.
It was painful for you.
It was painful. They were out smoking.
And the problem is we knew these people. I mean, like at a different level as well.
And so, and with this crowd, was very similar.
Yeah.
They all had to take ciggy breaks at different times. So at different point, people were on the front porch, you know, but it was interesting because my point is this, is that I predicted in my intuitive way, because they were supposed to come back the next day for another 3 hours.
Right.
I predicted, I said, Julie, the man and the younger woman will not be back.
Right.
And you said, well, why, Mama?
Yeah, why, Mama?
That seems silly, Mama.
She seems so eager and, like, eager happy and all that stuff.
Why would they, Mama? And I said, because they now have enough money for their cigarettes and some
pizza, maybe?
Some pizza and some beer. They don't have to work tomorrow.
That's right.
So what showed up the next day?
Just the 55, 60-year-old woman.
Just the older woman.
Yeah.
Who could barely make it up the steps.
Who can't do bathrooms because she can't bend down. And when I saw her at Walmart the next day, she was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Sorry, lady.
So I know. I go, you know, and I'm like, I get it, sweetie. I get it. Yeah, you know. And then.
But I was thinking, you know, those are the kind of relationships our people make.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of just like. We kind of like, they kind of get together and then let's get enough money for ciggies and some pizza.
Yes.
And then we're out of here.
We don't have a lot. I agree with you. And you were right on track. And this is why I always bow down to your wisdom in so many ways.
Thanks, Julie. But,
you know, because I don't get, I always am like, oh, why wouldn't she be here?
Why wouldn't she come back?
Come on, she's been so friendly to me a day. Of course she's going to be here. Like, no, she's not. Trust me. No, she's not. And I said, why can't you use your power for lottery ticket numbers? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Or how about being a mind hunter and like solving real crime?
That pay like, you know, like $50,000 reward.
Yeah. You know, one of those things.
I don't know, Jules.
I don't know either. I had a revelation this week.
Or epiphany.
Epiphany.
Was it about the zeitgeist of the world?
It's more like a epiphany. Get it? Epiphany.
I get it. Okay, I'm waiting for the story.
Okay.
Then we'll see.
The story is I play with myself. I have these games like, do I pee now? Or do I pee later?
Mm-hmm.
And
your life revolves, honestly, especially when you're trucking.
Yeah.
Your life revolves around when you pee.
I'm a girl. I just can't.
Yeah, but still.
I just can't take out the Snapple bottle.
Right.
It has the wider.
Not this. Dad's got the Purex bottle.
Yeah. The laundry detergent.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he thinks. But it gives him more of a name, you know, something bigger name for. You know, that I don't have that, you know. So I have to plan. And then I finally decided that I was going to not deny myself peeing opportunities,
mm-hmm.
because at any given moment, so if I have the indication I have to go pee, I'm just going to go find a rest area and pee.
Mm-hmm. When dad times you,
yes,
you know, like when we're talking about how long, you know, one of your things is going to take, dad will say, you have to double that because Julie always pees.
Yes.
She
not
will
double.
Pee
it doesn't
any,
take
oh,
double.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't take double.
Double, toilet trouble. It takes double for Julie. But,
so because I just thought to myself, I can take care of myself that way.
Yeah.
I can do it.
You can pamper yourself.
And so I said, I was thanking God for the opportunity to pee. to having a more a variety of opportunities to pee. Mm-hmm. And then, because in the back of my mind, like, what if I'm stuck in a traffic jam and I can't pee?
And you can't pee in your semi.
I will be, well, I mean, I could.
We do understand.
I could do
there
it.
There is the box.
There's the box. There's a drawer.
There's the drawer.
There's a plastic drawer that's big and wide, and I do it, and I put
and
it in.
And there is a porta potty in there, too, as well. It's just very inconvenient.
It's very inconvenient. Yeah. So,
are you leading up to the story of like why we had to wash all the bedding this week?
Yes, because
I see Julie coming into the house carrying like four huge blankets.
Yeah,
like what's wrong with this picture?
I had an accident,
Mama.
I peed in the bed.
You did not say that.
No, I didn't.
You said tinkled.
I tinkled,
and I'm like, honey.
I did not
tinkling, tinkling, and all of that. What you're bringing in? No.
Well, I think a little spring cleaning couldn't hurt.
Yes, that's more. Yes,
I tinkled, but
tinkle,
and that was an accident.
Puppies tinkle.
I tinkled a little bit. Mm-hmm. We were in a. You know, the highway got shut down because of an accident. Hopefully, nobody passed away. But I was able to. I had to go to the bathroom, so I quickly went and back. Turned my brakes on, went and back, closed the door.
Mm-hmm. Closed the curtains.
Curtains. Did my due diligence and then realized, I was too quick.
Or something.
I tinkled in certain places and it tinkled over here and over there and now I got to watch the bedding.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jules.
That's okay. So, girlfriend, how's the show? On that note, our tinkling note.
What is that note, Julie? What is the zeitgeist of that note?
It's really a pure C.
Hey, Jill.
Yes.
It was great.
It was great.